you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
These are Biden riots.
Yeah.
He is in charge of the party that has a very, very close relationship with Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, that was America's mayor with us just earlier today. And yeah, it's true. It's Biden's problem. He's not separating himself from them, and they are the ones shooting sheriff's deputies at point-blank range. And in the last 24 hours since the report of them going to the hospital, just in that next 24 hours after the news hit, you've had five other shootings across the country that happened in almost similar fashion, people just walking up to parked police officers and just at point-blank range pulling a trigger. It's got to be stopped, and President Trump will. This is not going to continue on his watch. All right, so I'm equally dumbfounded positively today about the fact that, again, it appears the president has outmaneuvered his opponent. Joe Biden's been saying, oh, he's got no plan for COVID. Oh, he's got no plan for COVID. Come on, man. And now the president's team is going to be releasing the COVID vaccine for free to any American. That's not for free. We've already paid for it. Our taxes paid for it. But it's going to be available to everyone at no cost the day that the approvals are finalized. So what do the Democrats do now? Well, now they're toying with whether or not these vaccines can be trusted. So they're saying, well, maybe Democrats shouldn't take the vaccine. They're actually saying this. They're out there undermining the reliability of this very intense process that these vaccines are being made and scrutinized through. But, you know, it shouldn't surprise you because they mocked him for pushing forward hydroxychloroquine, which is now the number one treatment for COVID. They mocked him when he got remdesivir put through, which is the number one late-stage treatment for COVID. They mocked him when he pushed through the idea of the blood plasma, and it is the most effective death-delaying treatment for late-stage that there is. Of course they're going to try to undermine the vaccine. Because Joe Biden's policy on COVID, he doesn't have a coherent plan to cure the disease. He says, wear a mask and I'll shut the economy down. That's what he promised he would do at his convention. They have to undermine all of the success that the president has, because all he does is eat their lunch every single day. They're awful at this. And he's showing them up on every angle. I'm Kevin McCullough.